Never let excuses get in the way of your greatness. You are a powerhouse of motivation. We just have to tap into it. Are you ready? Let's tap into this powerhouse of motivation that's already within you. Welcome to Limitless. Welcome to the Limitless Podcast. We're talking about motivation today. My name is Alex. I want to keep you motivated. I want to inspire you. I want to influence you. I put this podcast together because I believe some of the biggest limits we face are the ones we create. And a lack of motivation is one of them. And I believe you're limitless. I believe we can break through these self-imposed limits if we'll be purposeful and intentional. That is my goal with you today. What is motivation? By definition, it is the reason for acting or behaving in a certain way. For me, it's doing what you need to do, even when you don't feel like it. It's getting so clear on your goal, your why, that it drives you even when you're not feeling like it, even when you'd rather stay in bed. When that voice starts to bargain with you, I'm going to write 5 pages in my book today, and then you sit down and write, well, like maybe just 3 pages. Well, if I can get 1 page done, that's good. Well, 1 page is better than zero. But when that devil on your shoulder says you can cut it short today, you keep going. That's motivation. I think about the things that I've gotten motivated for lately. A big backpacking trip. It alleviates stress. It's an escape from society for a while. It's solace. It's solitude. These things motivate me. Driving my business, that creates stability. Security. I can be a blessing to others. It gives me the means to travel and do things that I want to do. These are things that motivate me. Losing weight recently, hiking, running, working out. This is about lifestyle for me. It's about life enjoyment. I look around and I see people that have a hard time walking to their mailbox. They're on prescriptions. I'm not here to knock anybody, but my lifestyle, I want to be active. I want to enjoy my life. I want to enjoy the fruits of my labor. Even simple things like purchasing a water pick flosser, an electric toothbrush, I'm motivated to avoid dental pain. I want to have good dental visits. Listen, motivation isn't always pretty, but we're not going for vanity. We want results. We want to make things happen. And if you're going to break through self-imposed limits, you must amplify your motivation. You must tap into it even when you don't feel like it. Today, I've got 8 ways to get and stay motivated to amplify your motivation. These are things I use. These are things you use. These are things we can use to amplify our motivation right now. Number one, manage stress and burnout. And the busyness disease. Make time for yourself and others. The quality time, the downtime. Anxiety and stress are at all-time highs. So be intentional and purposeful about managing stress. Many times we let these things manage us, anxiety, depression, stress. Spend time doing things you find fun. Comedy, art, hobbies, downtime, recreation, exercise. Do you need a lifestyle shift to help manage stress? Oftentimes we get to the breaking point and we feel like the only thing that will help us manage this stress or end this burnout is to end a marriage or quit our jobs. It doesn't need to go that far. We can start to make small shifts in our lifestyle, more exercise, more fun, more hobbies, more managing stress, actively, intentionally, purposely managing stress and burnout. You cannot be motivated when you are stressed, when you're anxious, depressed, or feeling resentful or burnt out. The number two way to stay motivated, to amplify your motivation, go back to when you got results in your life. When did you push yourself? When did you stretch? How did that happen? What were the factors? I look back when I paid off $40,000 of credit card debt. It wasn't until I got sick and tired of it, I got disgusted with the situation that led me to that motivation. In 2020, I hiked nearly the entire state of Oregon on the Pacific Crest Trail. What motivated me to take new ground? I said I would do something and I had these someday's, right? There's no someday on a calendar. Someday I'll hike the Oregon. Someday I'll get out there and do a long backpacking trip. Someday I'll take a sabbatical. I was tired of the some days. And now I have a huge goal to hike the Wonderland Trail. You can look it up. It goes around Mount Rainier. And I'm building my life around it. It's a priority and it's going to happen. I'm motivated. Go back to when you got results. When did good things happen? When did you make them happen? What were the factors? You can take those and apply those, translate them to what you want to accomplish right now to amplify motivation. Number three, get granular on your goals. Get dirty. I say this all the time because it's true. And most of us aren't doing it. Your goals must be yours. They must be granular. They must move you. Most of our goals are too vague. They're society's goals. They're goals for somebody else. They're goals to make us look good. They're goals because they sound good. And what that leads to is excuses, someday, settling, compromising. Most of us are living a compromised life, and that is a hard thing to say and a hard thing to hear. I challenge myself on this all the time. Am I making excuses or am I making the life I want to live? Get granular on what you want and why. This is simple, but 98% of people do not do it. They want weight loss, but they don't get granular. Why do I want it? What do I want? What exactly do I want? That's why it's so hard. We can't imagine it. We don't spend the time with it. We don't get granular. And when it's not our goal and it's a goal that won't move us or it's a goal we don't believe, we won't do the hard things. And the big goals in your life take motivation and take you pushing yourself into uncomfortableness. The number four way to amplify motivation is spend time doing the hard work in the mirror. Anytime you're motivated to do something, it requires reflection, growth, breaking out of your shell. It's really, really hard to look in the mirror, to work on ourselves. It feels like moving a huge ship. And this is another reason why people stop being motivated. It's the microwave mentality. Doing the hard work on yourself, self-growth, not beating yourself up, but growing a little bit each day. It's incremental. It happens over time, but our microwave have it now, instant mentality, social media mentality says you can have instant results. You might be able to have instant results. That's why people get a lap band or get the geriatric or bariatric surgery, right? They get a stomach tummy tuck. It doesn't last. It doesn't last. What lasts is incremental growth over time, knowing what you want and doing that hard work in the mirror. And that builds motivation. It's hard because in a week, you won't see the results. It's taken me decades to become an extroverted introvert. And there's nothing wrong with being an introvert. I will always be an introvert. But now I recognize the signs of social anxiety, of depression, of being an introvert, of different areas where I can extrovert myself. It's something I work on every single day. But if you need results now, you're going to lose the motivation. We must get granular. We must visualize. We must do the hard work in the mirror a little bit, 15 minutes every day. We'll spend weeks or months planning a vacation, weeks or months planning a wedding, weeks or months planning a project. But we won't do the hard things. Spending 12 minutes on ourselves every single day works like compound interest and will have huge results. The number five way to amplify motivation, keep it going, is have stretch goals that fire you up. Stretch goals are like a rubber band. You stretch a rubber band and it never goes back to the same size. And we have a stretch goal that we go for. It builds confidence. It transcends to other areas of our lives. It makes us tougher, smarter, more resilient, more likely to go for bigger goals. But I have a weird warning with stretch goals. If it's too big, it'll be a pipe dream. It'll be just words and it'll work against you. I'll give you an example. I've run 3 half marathons in the last year or so. If my initial goal would have been a half marathon, it would have been too big. I never would have gone for it. For me, it was running a 15K trail race over terrain when I realized that's 9.3 miles. A half marathon is only, 3.8 more miles over streets, sidewalks, not terrain, most of them. I can do that. I never, ever, it never would have entered my universe to run a half marathon. I never would have believed in it. If it was a goal, I never would have gone for it. I wouldn't have stayed motivated. It was too big. And if that sounds weird coming from Mr. Limitless, that your goals can be too big, they can be, and they can work against you. I needed the 15K first to build my belief. I needed the milestones. I know people whose goals are big, but they're too big. I know that sounds odd, but, and for some, that's okay. For some, they've never run more than 3 miles and they're going to set a goal to run a half marathon or a marathon, 26.2 miles, and they do it. That is such a small, tiny fraction of people. Most of us need to build up to it. And our stretch goals need to stretch us But if they're too big, they'll work against you. An example, I know people that have a huge goal. It's too big and they've had the same goal year after year after year and it starts to work against them. They start to believe they can't do it. And they actually go in the opposite direction. They backslide. I know that sounds crazy. There is nothing wrong with smaller stretch goals. You have to have the milestones because too big can work against us. Stretch goals are awesome. They should stretch you. They shouldn't be easy. They should take us out of our comfort zone. But if they're too big, they'll crush that motivation, which leads me to number 6 way to amplify motivation is milestones. Break down the big goals into smaller stretch goals. You might be able to pick a marathon and translate this to whatever business, personal, weight loss, fitness goal you have in your life. And then stretch and go for it. But there's nothing wrong with smaller stretch goals. I want to hike the entire Pacific Crest Trail, 2,650 miles. It's just not feasible right now. If I made that my goal every year, I would be screwed. I would backslide. I don't want to take 5.5 months out of my life. I just can't do it right now. What could I do? I took a 30-day sabbatical and hiked across Oregon. That stretched me. Absolutely. It grew my confidence and transcended in my life. Same thing with debt. $40,000 in credit card debt. I never paid it off. I sat there with it. It was a ball and chain. I lived with it. I slept with it because I didn't believe I could pay it off. It wasn't until I broke it down and started with the first card, $1,200. It was a start, and that was a stretch, but it built belief. It built the high of progress. Get momentum working for you instead of against you. Whatever goals you have, make sure they're stretch goals. They fire you up, but then break them down. Reverse engineer them into milestones. The number 7 way to amplify motivation is the A word, the most magical A word on the planet, accountability. We post these things, our goals. We talk about them. That isn't accountability. Real accountability pushes you, challenges you, and it isn't soft. It's strong. It comes at you with strength, not meanness, not cruelness, not yelling, but strength. When the motivational well runs dry, accountability fills it. This is why when I played goalie in hockey, I was accountable to the scoreboard. It's accountable to my teammates. It drove me. There were a lot of times I didn't want to go. I didn't want to play. I wanted to give up. Accountability. Accountability must have somebody or something we trust, who cares about us, who wants to see us do well, but it must be strong and stoic. We're not winning a contest here for niceties. Accountability is empathetic, but it is strong. And maybe your accountability is too nice. And if it's not working for you, you're not staying motivated. Accountability should absolutely motivate you. I've been on a fitness and weight loss journey here in 2024. I've taken it to a new level. It all started with real accountability that wasn't soft. It didn't coddle me. In fact, the person I'm accountable to with this, we've been very strong with each other, even pushing our limits. Not mean, not cruel. Empathetic, even kind, but strong. Accountability is absolutely magic and will fill that motivational well. And the number 8 way to amplify and keep motivation going is daily inspiration and influences. Take inventory of what and who is influencing you. Outside motivation doesn't last, but we need some of it. We need inspiration. And the old sayings are true. If you run with dogs, you're going to get fleas. If you hang out with chickens, you cannot soar with eagles. These are so true. We expect change. We want change, but we've been rolling with the same crew, the same books, the same group of people, the same influences for years. Every time my life has reached a quantum leap, new levels of income, satisfaction, growth, new hobbies, new challenges, there's been a change in my influences, whether it was a new podcast, a new person in my life, a new mentor. We want transformation, but if we're not getting uncomfortable, take a look at what and who is influencing you. We want results, but we aren't willing to stretch. Are the people around you stretching? If you wanted to quit drinking, you would never go hang out at the bar on Friday nights. Yet most of us metaphorically are doing this. We want bigger levels, more levels in our life, yet we're hanging out. We want to quit smoking, and we're hanging out in the smoking lounge. Metaphorically. It starts with daily inspiration. Take inventory of your influences. Who and what is influencing you? Be choosy. It is your life. And inspiration and influences absolutely impact our motivation. They can take it backwards or they can amplify it. All right, application. Talking about motivation today, I'm fired up. I hope you can tell. 3-piece application. Number 1, milestones. Get the calendar out. Reflect on your goal. Make sure it's yours. Make sure you want it. Find out why you want it. Get fired up. And then break it down into smaller, measurable goals over time so you keep pushing. Milestones will keep you motivated. Number two, accountability is the magic pill of motivation, but only if it's real. Get some accountability in your life. Real accountability that cares about you, that trusts you, that wants to see you win, but is also strong. And number three, greatest motivational hack I've ever done in my life is the influences. Motivation comes from within, but you have to have help filling that well. And taking stock of my influences, what and who is influencing me, cutting out news, getting off social media, spending time with the right influences, whether that's books, podcasts, in person, friends, relatives, business associates. One of the greatest hacks you can do to your motivation is be choosy with who and what is influencing you. You are a powerhouse of motivation. You can amplify motivation. You can get motivated. You can stay motivated, and you can stretch yourself into the unimaginable greatness that is within you, because you are limitless.